Previously on 221B Baker Street.
We really gonna meet him?
No.
Alhamdulillah.
I'm going to meet him.
What?
You're going to the police.
To get backup?
Ha! No. Bilal Traore needs an alibi.
How am I supposed to do that?
Salams.
Nils, it's me. I'll be home late tonight.
Okay.
Are you okay?
You can answer that yourself. I saw you with her, Dair.
What do you mean you saw me with her?
I followed you this morning.
What? Are you stalking me? You've lost it, Lails. I need to get you to a psychologist. As soon as I'm home, we'll get you seen to, okay?
Dair, I'm not going crazy.
Scout, couldn't you at least get the door?
Oh, I didn't realize.
It's fine. I'm going.
Ridwan runs to the door and opens it to find...
Dad!
Ah, so you brought your toy with you, Tyr. Glock 27 with a LaserMax guide rod laser. That's about $880. Explains why you're hiding in the shadows.
And now, on 221B Baker Street.
Hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo.
Hello, Mo, hello, Mo, hello, Mo.
Layla agrees to allow Ilham access into Tahir's study to see if she can find out more about Tahir's DID personalities.
Here you go. I need the bathroom. Excuse me.
I can wait for you.
No. I trust you'll manage this without me.
Okay.
Layla leaves Ilham to her own devices. Ilham uses the opportunity to search her brother's study for any signs that can confirm her suspected diagnosis. Does Tahir have an alter ego? As she hacks through his PC, she realizes...
Bob Hawks? Inna lillah. This is worse than I thought.
What if I shoot you now? Right now.
Then you can cherish the look of surprise on my face.
Tahir widens his eyes and opens his mouth, mimicking a surprised look, then grins devilishly at Shamshir.
Cause I'd be surprised, Shamshir. Really, I would. And just a teeny bit disappointed. And of course, you wouldn't be able to cherish it for very long anyway. And it's a major sin.
Shamshir puts his finger to the trigger and is about to release the necessary force when... Tahir briefly closes his eyes and sighs in exasperation.
Mind if I get that?
No, please. You've got the rest of your life.
Hello? Yes, of course it is.
Of perspiration trickle down Mr. Abbasid's face as he stammers in fear. What is Tahir going to do to him?
She came to visit Mrs. Layla and
I'm busy.
In your study.
Say that again.
In your study.
Get her out.
I can't.
I'm coming. If you are lying to me, I will slaughter you.
Mr. Abbasid listens as Tahir cuts the call. He knows Tahir never makes empty threats.
Oh, shh. How do I keep her here until he comes?
أشرق من سنا هذا الثنيان الذي يسقي البرايا من شدا المجد
Meanwhile, Layla comes out of the bathroom and sees Ilham leaving Tahir's private study.
Managed to find anything?
Yes. I had a look around. We need to get him professional help. You ever go in there?
Nah. Tahir never lets us into his private study.
Thanks for letting me in.
It's an emergency. So just make sure he never finds out. He'll kill me.
He won't even know I was there. Are you okay?
Well, it's a lot to process. I mean, I know Tahir has his bad habits, but...
But...
I never imagined he had a split personality, a mental disorder. How didn't I realize it?
Look... Don't be too hard on yourself. We need to help him, and for that, you need to be strong. Do you think you're ready for this?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, then. I'll be in touch soon. Take care, okay?
Lowering his phone, Tahir begins to walk forward. Shamshir looks at the laser, which is now fixed to one spot on Wasim's chest.
What are the chances?
Shamshir fretfully adjusts his own aim as Tahir approaches him. Tahir stops an inch away from him.
Sorry, wrong day to die, Shamsi.
Oh, did you get a better offer?
You'll be hearing from me, Shamshir.
Before Shamshir can respond, Tahir lets out a short whistle and the place is suddenly in absolute darkness. The laser that was aimed at Wasim also vanishes, leaving Shamshir in a state of confusion as he hears the sound of Tahir departing. Ilham gives Layla a warm embrace and makes her way out of the door.
Thank you, Ilham. Jazakallah.
Ameen. Be careful, okay?
As Ilham walks away from the house, she momentarily stops at the sound of...
What? The alarm! Oh no! Hamza! Danielle! Mr. Zabatid! Mr. Zabatid! Where are my kids?
Run as fast as you can. I will figure out your plan. Run as fast as you can. I will figure out your plan.
Insha'Allah.
What?
Say Insha'Allah.
See me? All right. Are you all right? He didn't take you?
Are you complaining? Say Alhamdulillah.
Ha ha! Welcome back.
I have no idea what just happened with that phone call.
He would have stayed, but something changed his mind. The question is, what?
Mr. Abbasid rebukes himself for setting a false alarm. But it was the only way to make Ilham stay until Tahir arrives. He hears Layla scream and sees her rush back inside for the kids. He watches Ilham's movements from the window.
Yes, he's coming back now.
Ilham pauses momentarily on the pavement, takes out her phone and then begins walking again, faster than before.
No, 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 she's going again.
النهج وقت تأدد الفتن التي تعمي فتختلط الأمور على الجهول بالعلم نبصر ذلنا في فتنة.
Layla rushes back into the house to find that Hamza and Danyal are safe. She realizes one of the Abbasids must have accidentally pressed the panic button. She decides to wait in her bedroom for Tahir to come home. As she passes the study, she sees the door wide open.
Tahir? Tahir, are you home?
Layla steps into the study and finds it empty.
That's weird. I definitely locked this after Ilham left. Oh well.
Layla leaves the study, locking the door behind her. As she walks down the passage, she receives a text.
Don't wait up. Urgent business to take care of.
Ilham walks away from the Patel household as fast as possible. And as soon as she's around the corner, she gets into her car. She speeds off to her new place of residence. As she arrives, she quickly peeks into the handbag to see if the information she collected is still safe.
Tough love, brother. Tough love.
يا نفس إن لم تظفري لا تجزعي يا نفس إن لم تظفري لا تجزعي وإلى موائد جود مولاك هرعي يا نفس إن لم تظفري لا تجزعي.
What did Ilham take? What does she know? Tell me already.
Ah, wouldn't you love to know?
Come on. Does anyone besides Tahir and Ilham know?
What do you think?
Yes, Shamshir must know.
Well, even if Shamshir does know, he doesn't seem to care.
What do you mean?
About a week later, Shamshir sits in his apartment, slowly sipping a cup of coffee, while Wasim still seems busier than ever before.
What are you typing?
Blog.
About?
Us.
You mean me.
Why?
You're typing a lot.
Shamshir stands up and walks over to Wasim, looking over his shoulder at the computer screen.
A study in black. Really? It has a title?
Aha. The case of the lady whose Nana suffered from Alzheimer's.
Okay. Shamshir, baffled by Bob. No, 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 no. Don't mention the unsolved ones.
People need to know you're human.
Why? I will catch Tyre. Remove that post. Now.
That post isn't about Tyre. Tyre is MIA. Let it go.
Never. I didn't kill him.
Maybe it was a natural death.
He's just buying time.
Shamshir, you were not answering your doorbell again.
Sorry, Mrs. Hassam. Didn't hear it.
Then you're both deaf.
As Mrs. Hassam reprimands her tenants, Shamshir notices Munir standing behind her.
Mrs. Hassan, why? Why did you let Mad in?
Because I promised to take you away, Shamshir. Come with me.
Absolutely not.
It's not a request. It's an order. Dr. Wasim, you as well.
Where are we going?
Shamshir, don't make us drag you out of here.
How are you going to?
Shamshir sees two security officers entering his apartment and coming towards him threateningly.
Fine, we'll come. Don't touch me. And I'll come in my own car.
Splendid. Let's go.
Not long after, Shamshir and Wasim find themselves parked outside a Georgian mansion in Sandhurst, the suburb of SA's HNWIs.
HNWIs?
High net worth individuals, dear. You know, when your net worth is higher than $1 million.
Oh.
Yes, so Shamshir and Wasim are shown into a massive ornate living room with crystal chandeliers hanging from the ceiling. They each take a seat on a large, glamorous sofa.
What are we doing here, Shamshir? Seriously, what?
I don't know.
Here to see another tycoon?
Just then, Munir joins them in the room.
Oh, apparently yes. Mad only associates with the rich and famous.
Can you two behave like adults for once?
We solve crimes. I blog about it, and he throws tantrums. Don't hold your breath.
I was in the middle of a case, Munir Ahmad.
Oh, please. Bob Hawks is Tahir Patel. Time to move on, Shamsi. You have a new case.
And my client for this case is...
Your client is remaining entirely anonymous to you.
Mad, I don't do anonymous clients. I'm used to mystery on one end of my cases. Both ends is just too much work. Now, goodbye.
As Shamshir stands up, Munir moves directly in front of him, blocking his way out.
Get out of my way.
This is a matter of national importance.
Grow up. Then tell me now, who is my client?
Layla looks around her beautiful house and wonders if they'll really find a way to help Tahir. After much thought, she decides to phone Zakia.
Assalamu alaikum.
Zax, are you busy?
No. What's up, Nails? You okay?
I have a huge favor to ask you.
Shamshir listens angrily as Munir confesses who the client really is.
Again? He's not my client. He's the culprit. Why don't you listen to me, Matt?
He's right, Munir.
Look, while I trust you both, there's nothing we can do until you don't have concrete evidence that Tahir Patel really is Bob Hawke.
If you trust me, why are you forcing me to take another case for him?
Because a matter has come to light of an extremely delicate and potentially criminal nature.
Get to the point.
A young lady who calls herself the woman broke into the client's private study.
Not very private if she managed to break in. What did she take?
She stole photographs of Tahir's confidential and personal information. He needs it back.
Money. She probably wants money. Tell him to pay her now and in full. Know when you're beaten. Case closed. We're done.
Not so fast. She informed him about this and indicated that she had no intention of using the information to extort money.
Oh, a power play. A power play with South Africa's greatest tycoon and criminal mind.
Tahir is not a criminal.
Aren't you curious about the information? Oh, this is getting rather fun, isn't it?
Sid?
Where is
the woman?
Currently in Sandhurst.
Tahir told you?
No. Research.
Text me the details. I'll be in touch by the end of the day.
Sid, why are you taking this? We both know the truth about Tahir. Even if...
Dr. Wasim, I think my brother can think for himself. Shamshir, do you think you'll have the news by then?
No, I think I'll have the information and photographs by then.
Well, let's hope you are as good as you think you are.
Zakia listens carefully as Layla takes a deep breath.
Will you take care of the twins for me? Just for a while.
Whoa. Yes, of course I will. I mean, after I asked Bilal, but is something wrong?
No. It's just, I think once Tahir gets back, him and I need some time together. We've been through a lot with the kidnapping, and I need a break.
Sure, no problem, as long as you are sure Tahir won't mind.
No, not at all.
Okay then, I'll get back to you soon, inshallah, okay?
Wasim angrily follows Shamshir out of the magnificent mansion.
Why did you agree? What if it's another trap?
Shamshir ignores Wasim and gets into the car.
Are you coming?
Do I have a choice?
Wasim watches in horror as Shamshir starts to pull away without him.
Sid! Sid, wait! I'm coming! Here goes nothing.